Here, I gotta tell you that because of my music by that time, I'd been performing a certain way and using electronics and tapes, electronic tapes to as well to perform, making our own tapes, one way or another, to play along with. And I guess you'd call it the forerunner of electroacoustic that was. It may have been started around the same time out at SFU with Barry Truax and people out there, and they were doing it a little more academically. They're concentrating more on the, because they had all the superior electronic stuff that the synthesizers and whatnot that they needed, and so I would say that we picked out a room. Away from the main floor, just a big open floor, and then as you went higher, it was broken up a bit, and I think we were up on the third floor. It was a room wouldn't be any bigger than these two rooms here put together, and we got a piano up there, and just what we needed, just electronic. Our sound system and everything, and we more or less just set to work with no other idea than here we've got somebody's paying for this, and we've got ourselves a studio, and that was our room for as long as it was a few years, so we could go down there, and then I think it probably went on of. These kind of dates and stuff, you have to verify elsewhere, Michael, but I would say it went on for probably 6 months before there were just so many people hearing about it and wandering in and wondering what they could do and if there was room for them to do this or that, and so that it was just like a workshops. That's what it would you'd call it that we're going around there, and